glorious Paschal joy to us all. During Great Lent, we remember the martyrs. And when we think of the martyrs, those who have offered their life for Christ, and for the sake of the love of Christ, we might assume that they cared nothing about their life, for their life on this earth, that they were willing to sacrifice it easily. But that's not true. They cared very much what happened to them, for the destiny of their life, for their immortal souls. They wanted to live for sure, for certain. They wanted to live with Christ. They believed He is risen. They believed He is alive. They believed He is the power of life and of life eternal. And indeed that He is life eternal in Himself. They did not believe, as many people seem to now, that they had life in themselves, that they were somehow the authority and source of their own life. The source of the martyr's life was in Jesus Christ. As the scriptures say, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. They went after that life, with a capital L, did the martyrs. They wanted to live. And in order to truly live, they saw that they had to die to this life. They chose one life over another. Often they were given a choice by the authorities or the heretics or the godless. Promises of earthly reward and earthly pleasure if they would but turn away from Christ and choose to fit in. To fit in this world, but without Christ. Instead, they chose life. They cared so much for their life, for the resurrection life, that they did not want love for this earthly life to get in the way, to spoil it by cowardice. They knew Christ had dealt with death. They knew death was no longer a dead end, but rather a pathway from life to true life, an opening to true joy and peace and rest, which Christ had opened by His death and resurrection. They loved the life that Christ had shown them. The holy apostles, 11 of the 12, gave up their life for Christ, were martyred for Christ, plus St. Paul. Only St. John, whose gospel we just heard, lived out a long life and became a bridge from the apostolic generation to the next, was a spiritual father for the next generation of Christian leaders, and was himself the caretaker of the Lord's mother. But the rest of the apostles loved Christ until the end, or rather to the beginning. And some of the martyrs reacted to the example of the martyr's witness, and they joined in and themselves became martyrs. They were so impressed with their Christian courage. They said, "Take me with you. Take me with you. I too am a Christian." Brothers and sisters, the holy apostles and martyrs chose life. Life belonging to Jesus Christ. They chose life. Do we choose life? Do we choose life? Yes, we do. Yes, we do. That was their ticket. That was their ticket to life. To give it all to Christ. Do you have a ticket? Here's your ticket. The Resurrection Express. All aboard with Christ today and Christ forever. Christ is risen. Christ is risen. Christ is risen.